Assessment using surface electromyography and therapeutic exercise in chronic nonspecific low back pain. Pilot study by Alejandro Canapino, Jorge Navarro Escribano, and Maria Dolores Apollo Arenas. Abstract. Introduction. Chronic low back pain CLBP is a common and disabling disorder in Western society. The use of objective methods for its assessment is relevant because they include indicators that subjective methods do not, and thus have greater reliability and applicability. Surface electromyography seems to be useful and easy to use to objectively analyze lumbar muscle activity. Objective. One, to evaluate in subjects with DLC either muscular activity of lumbar spinal erectors and multifidus by means of surface electromyography. And two, to evaluate the efficacy of a therapeutic exercise program on clinical variables such as pain, disability, and kinesiophobia. Methods. Three subjects with chronic low back pain were evaluated before and after a therapeutic exercise program with electromyography, algometer, NPRS scale, Roland Morris questionnaire, and Tampa scale TSK-11. Results. After treatment. In the flexion relaxation phenomenon FFR, the root mean square RMS decreases, but the maximum voluntary contraction MCV increases in erectors and decreases in multifidus. In addition, two of the participants presented electromyographic silence. The exercise program is effective in reducing pain, disability, and kinesiophobia, and the pain threshold to pressure increased. Conclusions. RMS, MCV, and electromyographic silence in the FFR could be useful electromyography indicators to quantify therapeutic interventions in subjects with CLBP and could have clinical applicability. However, studies with a sufficiently large sample size are needed to establish reliable results.